Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
You hit all the right buttons, doesn't it? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the best way to do this is get informed, right? We've had this discussion a million times before. Dan Pilla, the taxman, the man that created, you know, how to fight back to the IRS with their own rules, their own way of doing business. And he'll be on the show here shortly. Always love his time. I mean, man, sometimes he scares the crud out of me, but other times it's like this hope. He is probably one of the only tax people on, because I haven't heard them all, obviously. But he's one of the only tax, you know, online attorneys that I know that doesn't scream like you're done. They're coming to get your dog, your house, your kids, and that kind of stuff. Which is what I appreciate. Right? Because the fear doesn't help. It makes it worse. As many of you know, the IRS came after me big time. And I still don't believe to this day, and we'll just say it appeared, how's that, that they it was politically motivated. There's no other way it could have been based on how it all went down. So now what we got going on, again, is when he stepped in, he told me what to do, he helped me through it. We were able to walk away from them trying to nail me with some big money. And seriously, it's a big deal. It's a big one. 2 years of fighting with these people. And when Dan stepped in, saved me a boatload of money. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, always a... Got to get head over there. Mike Lindell really does help out people who are trying to make a better country, trying to do things better. You can save 30 to 70% just by using my promo code, and I can't make it any easier for you than Joe. J-O-E. If you can't spell J-O-E, maybe you shouldn't be driving either. Just saying. You know what I mean? Seriously. In all seriousness. All right. Let's move on. You know, again, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. You got pillows 2.0s out now. I use 2.0, and I'm telling you, it's a major difference from 1.0 to 2.0. So, sincerely, get up there, take a look, do some window shopping. Don't worry about the prices till you punch in the promo code, and I'm telling you, you'll be fine. Your heart rate will go down. You'll see it. You buy it. You'll be happy. All right, you guys were gloating last night, or some of you would have left. Trump. Again, not guilty of rape. Can we get that? Can we get that down now? They're all. It's really funny, and it was explained to you last night by Brad Dacus. The difference between a civil case and a criminal case. And if Trump truly, if there was any inkling, any thought, any smell that Trump was guilty of rape, do you not believe that the DA would have took him to task? Seriously? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-73, I'd love to hear what you have to say, 855-732-5563, look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, because that's what you need to be, you truly need to be part of the solution. So a federal grand jury reached a verdict on Tuesday in the civil battery and defamation trial of former President Trump. Far cry, big jump from rape, is it not? The jury of six men and three women found Carol did not prove that Trump raped her in the department. Don't you think if she was screaming, pushing back, making noise? I'm just asking. Look, I'm not saying, you know, the jury found him innocent, so I'm going to find him innocent. How's that? But awarded her $5 million in compensatory and punitive damages. For what, though? You know what it was for? Because he said he didn't know her. He never touched her. And that it was all a hoax and a lie. And she said it hurt her reputation. Trump also said he had absolutely no idea who this woman is. Now, some of you will believe him or not believe. I don't know ultimately what will go down. But some of you will believe and or not believe him. But you know what? He's been found not guilty of rape. That was the one they were all gloating over. And it didn't happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Texas. Oh, my God. There's my boss blocking in, right? Texas deploys the National Guard. I'm telling you, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be a happy. It doesn't look good. America's not open to people who are coming here illegally. That's according to Governor Abbott. He said Texas is doing more than any state in the history of the United States of America to defend our border. Abbott and National Guard will be dispatched to hot spots along the border to intercept, repel, and to turn back migrants who are trying to get across into Texas illegally. They do have a right to protect their state. Now, if I was Abbott, I don't know everything. But if I was Abbott, I'd be getting together with some of the other states that have been deeply affected by this and say, look, pony up some dollars, send some troops, do something to help us combat this thing. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what I'd do. I would have a boatload of buses, coaches sitting there waiting to go. And you know what I'd do? Load them up. Drop them in New York. Drop them in D.C. Drop them in Chicago. Drop them everywhere where every mayor said the governor should have a heart and take these people in. Joe Messina, your host, be back in a minute.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, always appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air. And the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Chat room, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can head over there. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Well, no, we don't have a poll anymore. But you guys are getting crazy with that. But anyway, we dump the poll. But great stories up there. Again, you can watch live. You can join the chat room there as well. So finally, somebody's doing something about the border crisis, truly doing something. And I'm not knocking Trump, but, you know, I don't know how we would have sped that up. But we should have put three times the crews on it. Now, we've got Governor Abbott down to Texas border. He's jumping all over this. He's actually bringing in the National Guard. The Texas National Guard said they're sending hundreds of troops. I think they're sending 1,200 total. To defend the border from invading army of illegals. He said these additional forces will bolster the thousands of Texas National Guard service members already assisting local and state enforcement agencies secure the border. Now, here's the deal. They're not securing the border. The ones, listen, can we get it straight? The ones that Joey B. sent down there, they're not there to protect the border. They're there to help the Border Patrol with their administrative duties. Read the order that he gave. The Texas National Guard, however, will be there truly to secure the border. They're going to stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas. Right? And they're going to try to prevent, detect, interdict transnational criminal behavior between these ports of entry. The Texas National Guard said in the statement Monday, we've expanded our capabilities to include boat teams. I think that's great. They can patrol hundreds of river miles, drones and helicopters that'll detect illicit activity from the air. I mean, this is a big deal. This is at midnight tonight, for all intents and purposes, that border gets blown apart, wide open. And Secretary Mayorkas is trying to make it look like there's not going to be a problem at all. We got it under control, not a problem. Our illustrious vice president keeps telling us how good it is down there, how amazing the security is. She's so proud of our National Guardsmen because of how good they are. Okay, I'm proud of the National Guardsmen too. What are they doing? Now, last week, the Pentagon approved the 90-day deployment of 1,500 active-duty Marines and soldiers that were deployed across the southwest U.S. border to increase support to the ongoing mission of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Yeah, no. They're doing administrative work. Let's just keep it work. What did the kids say? Let's just keep it real, right? Now, they're going to join about another 2,500 National Guard members already supporting Border Patrol in non-law enforcement activities. So they say that you can't have the army, the military involved in law enforcement here in this country. Okay, great. So let them do the administrative work that the Border Patrol agents are doing. Let the Border Patrol agents take care of the border. That way the policemen will be doing the police work. Just saying. Come on, I don't even have a college degree on this one. Right? Don't you, and again, to prove that there's like a triple standard going on here, look at what's happening right now. All the coverage for Trump. Trump found guilty of rape, found guilty of this, found guilty, and none of it's true. He was not found guilty of rape. Where's the big media on the Biden scandal, on the investigation going down about him and Hunter? Nowhere to be found, right? I'm not stupid. Of course it's nowhere to be found. They're not going to do anything about it anyhow. I'm not throwing in the hat saying, that we're going to lose anyhow. You have to make it as uncomfortable as humanly possible for these people to do stuff to your kids. We have to stop them, slow them down. We have to do something to shame them like they try to shame us. And they do, they do on a regular basis. Remember, it was all about the racist stuff. Nothing we could say, nothing we could do could get them out of that hole. I've told everybody that we were nothing more than a bunch of racists because of how we felt about this stuff. I mean, that's serious. Seriously. Now, it's not safe for your kids to talk to parents about gender or sex. At least that's what the school says, right? Now, the sixth graders at Wilmington Middle School in Colorado were supposed to be going to art class. Uh-oh. you guys remember the art class? I think it was last year or the year before we did the story about the art class in New York. And what they considered art was Jesus on the cross, upside down, in a bottle of urine. That was art. Yeah, good. Let that sink in. This is why you have to ask your kids, you have to ask the teachers when they say, we're going to an art show, we're going to an science exhibition, we're going. Really? What's going to be there? What's it about? What's the theme? This is not 1970, 80, or 1950 even. You need to ask questions. So when they're supposed to go to this art class, it turned out it wasn't an art class at all. It was a private gender and sexuality awareness club. Yeah, you heard me. All in one word. When she got there, they found that it was actually the gender and sexuality club. The parent, Aaron Lee, told Fox News that the art teacher had invited the kids, invited in an outside presenter, into the classroom that day, and this woman did absolutely unthinkable things with the kids. The kids were given instructions on puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones. The youngsters were also told that they were not fully comfortable being a boy or a girl. They were probably transgender. Isn't that great? And for those uncertain about sex, they could identify as queer if they wanted. But worst of all, the children were told that their parents may not be safe to turn to for sex conversations. They should speak to their teachers about it. Okay, at that point, the teacher should be fired. The person should be ushered out of the room. And frankly, get your kids out of there. Anybody would allow that to happen to begin with are really not in it to protect your children. Former Attorney General there in Florida, Pam Bondi, she decided to represent the families, and she's demanding accountability. This is great. I hope she nails them to the wall. Joe Mazzina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. May 11th marks the end of the COVID public health emergency in America. Florida Hospital Association's Mary Mayhew says the CDC will lose access to some of the data it used.
We have been doing very well for quite some time with the COVID numbers in our hospitals being extremely low.
The end of the state of emergency also means the end of Title 42 for immigrants. And Elon Musk is inviting Don Lemon to launch a new show on Twitter. The former CNN anchor was fired from the network last month. Early Wednesday, Musk responded to a tweet from Lemon announcing his firing with the offer, claiming the audience is much bigger. Tucker Carlson, who was also ousted from Fox News, announced Tuesday he's planning to launch a new version of his show on Twitter. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Wokeness. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You know, they're at it again. And then they wonder why we get upset. I want them to do this with Muhammad. I want them to do this with the Muslim faith. So a woke New York Catholic church displays God is Trans exhibit, prompting the archdiocese now to go deep into an investigation. I think I touched on this the other night, but never really finished it, right? Now, they've been reported by... on the Gateway Pundit many times now. So, the Manhattan Church of St. Paul the Apostle currently hosts a shocking exhibit called God is Trans, a queer spiritual journey. Wow. God had to go through a spiritual journey? The Archbishop of New York has now launched an investigation into the display at a very liberal Manhattan church. For the God Trans exhibit, he said the three paintings by artist Ada Unachakawu, depicting the spiritual journey of an LGBTQ plus person caused a stir when it was displayed at the Ultra Work Church in Manhattan. Now, the God is Trans, a queer spiritual journey. The exhibit was displayed next to the altar at the Church of St. Paul the Apostle. Many of the church members are, we'll say, pretty teed off, to say the least. Because it contradicts the Catholic position, the church's position on transgender people. Now remember, the church doesn't come up with an edict someday and just go, hey, you know what, let's go after transgender people. No, it's usually brought to their attention, or they're working on it, or they see that Scripture goes against a certain sexual preference, food, person, cheating on your wife, all that. It goes on to say, God is Trans maps the queer spiritual journey by three significant points, sacrifice, identity, and communion. The painting, Sacrifice, and its complementary act in the film speaks to the need to shed an old life and personhood in order to be focused on your spiritual need. There is no devil, just past selves. So this is about reincarnation, getting better, you know, every time. Wow, it's so far off the word, it's pathetic. Bible specific about one life, one death. That's it. What does holiness look like, they say? What does your God look like? Are these two portrayals that cause merged? Finally, communion rounds out the spiritual journey by placing God and the mortal on the same plane to speak to one another? Now, Jesus put us on the same plane to speak to God. Jesus opened the door for us to speak to God. This part of the installation is about a spiritual home and the ways we can achieve this home in our everyday lives. There was a member of the church who wishes to remain anonymous, expressed concern to the New York Post that the church has gone too far in the pursuit of its liberal agenda. He went on to say the church should not be promoting this. Person told the outlet, I understand that there are transgender people. I pray for all people, but enough is enough. It seems like all they're trying to do is force this agenda on us and others. We know this is happening. We know about this. If we want it here, we'll ask it to be brought here. Anyway, the person claimed the priest refused to answer questions regarding the exhibit. When a friend asked the priest about this, they didn't answer. You can't put this out on the altar and then hide. Right, if you believe it's right to be there, say something. Open your mouth. That's the whole thing. These people hide after they put this stuff up, after they speak to this stuff. They hide. Now, the Archdiocese of New York said they weren't aware of the display until it was brought to their attention by media, which means the priest who ran the church was okay with it. I mean, really, think about it. The display by artist Nadu Unachaku is described as the queer spiritual journey. And again, there's no place for that in the church. Right? Come on, you have to agree with that. If you don't, you need to be rechecked. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, figure out what's going on around you so you can engage. It's a big deal. Oh, God bless. The FBI now is pushing up against the Republicans. Now, remember, Congress oversees the FBI, tells them what and how to do their job, right? Congress can declassify just about anything, especially when it oversees the FBI. But it seems like Garland and the FBI as a whole, they're hiding these documents. They don't want anybody to see them. We know they're there. The whistleblower told us they were and gave us copies. Now, right as it is now, the House Oversight Committee said that the FBI is failing to comply with a subpoena deadline. Chairman Comer, Senator Grassley, said the FBI is withholding an unclassified FD 1023 form. I have no idea what that is, so don't ask me. It describes a criminal scheme involving Joe Biden and a foreign national. It went on to say, based on the whistleblower disclosures, the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation possess an unclassified FD 1023 format that describes an alleged criminal scheming involved then Vice President Biden and a few foreign nationals. Really? They see the exchange of money. They see what the decision is in that particular policy. And see that she's broken a bunch of rules over it. Anyway, it's been alleged that the document includes a precise description on how the alleged criminal scheme was employed, as well as its purpose. You know, this again, we've come to find out, is not a surprise, not unusual. Right? You see this over and over and over again with the FBI, the DOJ, whoever cover for the left. And for the right, if we sneeze the wrong way, we don't use paper and it goes out into the air, then somebody else might be able to get the COVID germs that we may have. We could go to jail. Now, Chairman Comer, Senator Grassley, said that the FBI is withholding unclassified forms. It's a criminal scheme. At least that's what it's looking like. That's how it's starting to come together. And based on the whistleblower disclosures, the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation possess an unclassified FD-1023 form that described as related to these states. I mean, you look at this stuff, and it goes deeper and deeper and deeper. And, you know, all this came out on CNN, right? Yeah, no. Oh, MSNBC surely had some of this. No. No. Fox? I don't know. If they did it, they probably glossed over it. All the mainstream news outlets have spent virtually no time on this. I wonder why. Doesn't fit their narrative. Throws Joe under the bus. Could indict Hunter and a lot of other people in his family. Look, they've been a crook family for years. Nobody wants to do anything about it. And it's clear from the FBI response that the unclassified record, the Oversight Committee subpoenaed, exists, but they're refusing to provide it. Again, imagine this happening under Obama. It's just amazing. Anyway, I hope they stay on it. I hope they follow up. I hope they get all over this. Because it truly will be the only way you can get some real stories, some real actions. Or another way, I'm sorry, I should have said the only. But showing the people that stepping up, they want to see something changed. You know, they want something different. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You know, if you want to be part of the information people here, you want to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Either call 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, a letter, or whatever, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And see, again, if you get informed, we can come together and fight this. Right? It's really that simple. If you have the information, open your mouth so that we don't keep looking ignorant. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You're back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just get involved, right? I mean, seriously, be involved, be engaged. Make sure that you have the information you need and push back on it. Don't let them get away with it. You shouldn't be doing that. Right? All right. Let's get back at it. I mean, there's more information coming down on the Biden money building. Maybe that's what he meant by build back better. He wasn't talking about America. He was talking about him. Going to build back his the money in his account better, bigger. So the Biden family received millions of dollars from foreign nationals, all during Joe Biden's time as Obama's VP. Now, they were selling influence, point blank. You can't find a product that they made, a product they pushed, a product they sent out anywhere. So it's ongoing. It's never ending. Unless you really want to get staunch about it, it's not going to happen. You know, you probably will, you know, you will have to really work hard at making sure we get things back together. All right. Yeah. Somebody sent me a note while I was at it. Okay, look. I thought this was kind of self-evident. You know, the school, I said it was not safe for kids because now they're having talks about gender identity and transgenderism, and you're talking about teachers and others that are giving out, you know, or telling the kids that they need to take cross hormones. This is you. Get them out of there. Get them out of there. I mean, if you leave them in there, you know, you talk about child abuse, right? If you leave them in there, you know this is going on. What are you? What are you doing? What are you seeing? Right? The school district defended a super secret club, saying that they have to ensure that the LGBTQ students are safe and they feel supported. They also defended the exclusion of parents, noting that students may necessarily not be out with mom. They're not supposed to have secrets from mom and dad. And in school, you have no right to maintain those secrets. You have no right to encourage and help a child to seek their parents. Where is that? Because you said so? That won't work. And the taxpayers, taxpayer-funded teachers. Right? They need to send a message, or she will. She's pretty rough, Bondi. Right? They want to send a national message to these school systems, these parents, these school boards. The parents govern their children, not the teachers. You don't have a right to govern their children. You have no right to instill your moral values in somebody else's kid. We're going to give them the tools that they need, that is our parents, to protect them against indoctrination and all this other crazy stuff. And yet the school district, the only thing they step out on is they need to protect these kids. And they may not feel protected at home. Now that's a shot across the bow. In other words, they said they don't want parents to know that their kids are being groomed on a taxpayer dime. That's really, I'm sorry, but that's really what it boils down to. Look, if a teacher, if a professional, if a administrator is telling a child not to tell their parents something, that's a problem. Then don't tell me after it how much you care about the kids. I'm not going to buy it. Not that you care, but I won't buy it. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right, so Comer and Grassley, they're all over the FBI for failing to comply. Now, think if this was a Republican. Think if it was a subpoena sent out by the Democrat Congress to a Republican. What would happen? This person would be in handcuffs already. 35 SWAT members from the FBI would have showed up at the person's house and drug him over to the court. Don't you think? Now, Grassley, a Republican out of Iowa, and House Committee and Oversight Accountability Chairman James Comer, they issued the following statements on the FBI failing to comply with the chairman's subpoena. They want to see all unclassified FBI-generated FT-1023 forms that allegedly details bribery scheme involving then-Vice President Joe Biden. What I love about this is the FBI is holding back. They're doing whatever they darn well please. This is why they have to be shaken up. Right? I mean, they're holding back these documents from the group that funds them, from the funding arm of the government, if you would. So what do? You fire the guy at the top. Really? They go on to, the story goes on to say that their offer to provide an accommodation process in response to our legitimate request indicates the document is real, so the question remains, what did the FBI do to investigate? What did they know? When did they know it? Did they do anything? Good, bad, or indifferent? The FBI used to be the most trusted source in the justice system. Simply not true anymore. And it's too bad because a lot of the rank and file are on board, do want to do the right thing. So, you know, when you think of, and listen, you think about all the things it takes to cover this up, the amount of work that has to be done. It's mind-blowing. Now, there was a letter from the FBI that raised additional questions, including whether the FBI had an open investigation based on these allegations. Now, you know, they always say, well, we can't talk about an ongoing investigation. You can tell us if you have one or you don't. Nothing illegal about that. They seem to believe so, but there isn't anything. Is that anybody else's stomach turning? 855 Real Joe. Anybody else sitting there going, my God, really? Never thought we'd see this. Never thought we'd have to discuss it. Never thought we'd see this in up close or personal. That's why some of us are sitting here kind of reeling over this stuff. Here I am going over the story, picking out the bits and pieces that I think are important. I believe you guys are listening. That's not what's bothering me. And now you got Secretary Blinken. He's facing condemned Congress charges. And what does that do? Come on. What does it do? Will they arrest him? Will they put him in handcuffs? Will they stick him in jail? Probably not. See, if they don't lose their freedom, they lose nothing. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will soon face a contempt of Congress charge after his office ignored multiple subpoenas. Not one, multiple subpoenas. Right? Now, if we had done that when they were in power, we had Congress, what do you think would have happened? They'd end up either in jail, in the dungeon, fined. House Oversight Chairman Representative Michael McCaul, he's a Republican out of Texas, he said that Blinken and the State Department have blown many past deadlines to provide documents relating to President Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. They went on to say he's now threatening to hold a top Biden official in contempt if he continues to refuse to provide documentation. See, they get tired of hearing, well, my recollection or what I believe or what I remember. Oh, and by the way, I don't remember any of that. This is how crazy they are. They believe that you're not paying attention. They believe that you don't understand what's going on. Just amazing. 855 Real Joe, 855-7325. Okay, this one. God bless. You'd have to explain this to me. I am so lost with this one. University of Florida. They're now offering classes examining, ready for this, white terror in Frankenstein. Wouldn't it scare black folks too? Maybe Asians as well? Now, the University of Florida offers a class that examines race in the game of horror. And it's trends with a particular focus on representations, ready for this, of racial otherness. What is an otherness? Including white terror. Well, that's what Frankenstein is about. It's about white terror. You know, I talked to Sonya Schmidt today. We were talking about movies. We're talking about this on Friday, too. And movies that seem to pull in, and now they have to diversify them. And they're pulling in nothing. Because nobody goes to see an all-female cast of Ghostbusters. Right? I mean, nobody goes to see. There's a lot of movies that have been turned into an all-female cast. There's movies that take license, and what is the movie with Cleopatra in it? People were complaining that Cleopatra wasn't black. There's no complaints. It's the truth. She wasn't black. So why are you doing that? Stay true to the story. Your ideology doesn't matter. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Listen, go heat up your coffee or cool down your drink, whatever you get, and bring your sandwich back over. We got a lot coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about your taxes. Did you file? Did you pay more? What are you doing to fix that? Joe Basile, your host. We'll be back in a few.